Here we go. So we're up to Simin Reishayin Gimel, which is Kiddush B'Malchus Suda. And we've spoken about in the past about changing areas. Pina lapina, one corner to another. Cheder to cheder, one room to room within one space. And then cheder to a bais. Now, the bottom line is, halacha lemaisa, a person should always, for the ideal, optimal fulfillment of Kiddush B'Malchus Suda, they shouldn't move anywhere. They should have it, Dal Lamas, you're a free bird, to go anywhere in your Dal Lamas. But beyond that, a person should always see to it to eat quickly. Yeah? If you can have a full meal, Matov Manoim, if you're having Mizoinis, which we're going to see in Sif Hey, so, yeah, make sure to have your full shear quickly within the proper space. Here we go. One very, very practical application that comes up in about 2 weeks. Anybody? What happens with their sukkah? How many people have their sukkah connected to their house? How many people, how many people have the sunroof that you open up your roof and then, okay. So that actually you could have all the shitas, because then you might have your sink in your sukkah and your mamash fine. How many people? They have that, yeah, amazing. They had those.
So only once in Israel.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Some people have the little loop. They have the hydraulic that you could do on Yantav.
So, with your hand. Then you have to get through, you have to get past Boyne and Soyser. Right?
But the island does it.
Yeah, okay. That's always a big difficulty in halacha, right? Everyone does it. So that's one argument. And the other argument is Shulchan Aruch. It's always like a rough one. So the answer is we're gonna hope it's okay. That's, and you know, to some, and it has a lot of merit, you know, Minig Yisrael Torah. Like we've always mentioned that there's a Shachan Tazen by Mikvah. We don't go and passel up large swaths of Yidden saying they all know nothing. We try to go and see. Yeah. Okay. And even if you're not from Bardichev, it's a good thing to do. Be matzik and be matzil your fellow brethren. So, what do you do about sukkah? How are we going to get past Kiddush B'Malchus Suda? So, Ma'aseh Shalei Kachaya, in Malot Dafna, there was a young family living in Malot Dafna for about 7 years. Kiddush Shalei B'Malchus Suda. Because you go to your... No, you go to your sukkah. Let's say your sukkah is well
when you don't see it
far
also,
away. Far away. You leave your apartment. You're in an apartment building, yeah? You're in the parking lot. You're on the fourth floor. It's Ma'aseh B'Malchus, anywhere there's apartment buildings. So, how do you do washing? So what do? You go down to sukkah for Kiddush. You make Kiddush. You go up. Right. So what do we have? What do we have as a savior? Oh, corner to corner. Right. We don't have corner to corner. We don't have room to room. We have outside building to inside building, back to outside building. That's not Kiddush B'Malchus Suda. How does that work? You have nothing to rely on.
Fence around the property.
One sheet though. Very good.
Fence around the property. Outside? What if it's like Mamish Israel, like in Harnov? Like, you have it right in front of the apartment building. It's not even connected.
No, it could, yeah. If those type of things that there's no fence, good. Let's make the case. What? There's one sheet of in Shini Mokim that it unites the whole Rishus if it's fenced in. In Kuf Ayin Ches. In Kuf Ayin Ches. No, then it's still part of the building.
Is it considered bias or bias? Your sukkah is detached from your...
According to the sheet, there would be Chedel
Chedel. Even if they're detached?
Yeah. Again, we don't pass on like that generally, and we'll be machmir, but this is an extenuating circumstance that you would have that shita. What else do we have? Seeing the original place. So this is... let me just talk aloud for a moment. When you see the original place, you have to be able to see it at every moment. As you turn, you can still see it. Well, we know for sure you don't see every point, because the Magen Avraham already told us you can even see just miktzas. So we know you don't have to see every single part. But you ready for the case? Let's take Machal 2. Yeah, so that's why I know there's so many sukkahs over there. Anyone ever been to Machal Malot Dafna? Okay, great. So
Every day,
right? By drop off. Okay. The point is like this. Let's say you're on the fourth floor and everyone has, they stake out their reserve spot for their sukkah for the last 14 years. How dare you take my space in the parking lot? And you could see from your window exactly where your sukkah is. Does that help?
And on the sukkah, can you see your room?
Yeah. But on the way,
yesterday,
on the way, as you go into the stairwell, you can't say anything. Is that Roy McClamer?
What?
Is that Roy McClamer? You're not.
Is Roy McClamer?
Why? Good. That's what I want. Yeah.
Is Roy McClamer a part of Das? Is it a?
Is it a function of Das? No, I would think it connects you. I could. I'm still there.
No, but just
it's like not. I haven't even left.
It connects you off. Same way that when you think about the Mitzvah.
Interesting. So, you can close your eyes then. And just have that.
Right.
No, but
why
no,
do you
no, no,
it's just an expression.
It's a deeper
his point is you don't have to have
expression.
When you see it, stand up.
Interesting. Because people think about what they see. That's a big hanacha.
No, but I think he's saying more than that, but by das, barring das, if you have das, when you make kids.
That's a big premise. That's a big premise, because I see it, I think about it. Who said? You made up that. That's a premise that could be true, it might not be.
By das, you don't have to have continuous das. As long as I have das, the even point B, I don't have to keep thinking it the whole
so
time.
So if Ri'ya is fueled by das, so then you'll have to have continuous knowledge and continuous focus. If it's not...
You would not. By das...
Oh, sorry. If it would be literally seeing it, then you would need continuous. If it's just das, you wouldn't. Yeah, sorry, I messed it up. Anyone have a Ri'ya?
Because even if you see through, you can only see that place through a small window, which applies to the rest of the place.
But that's just like miktas.
Yeah,
it's some sort of a miktas. It's another manifestation of a minimal part. I don't have a raya that you could not see it whatsoever, but because if you get to your destination, you'd be able to see it. That's considered seeing it.
So hold on, when you're, let's, the mechanics of this, there's ear washing, and you look out the window and you see your sukkah, or from your balcony.
Or vice versa.
Right, and then, but then you have to go down the stairs, you don't see your
sukkah.
No,
let's start the other way. You start in the sukkah, you make kiddush.
Right.
Then you have to go up to your fourth floor apartment.
So you see your balcony.
But on the way in the stairwell, you can't see anything.
Right.
So is that considered Roya Mekoyim HaRishon that will have that to rely on?
Meaning I saw it for 1 second, whatever, and that's it.
So I had a very similar case. There was no spots, spots near my building. So it didn't allow for it, the space, the layout of the building. I found a random, like Migrash, a random field, and that's where I built mine. Okay? It took about a minute and a half between all the steps, around, the steps, on the way to Machal Shul. Right there. So I went to my Rebbe, Rebbe Yamin Hallander, and I asked him, what should I do? What's with Kiddush? What's the Kiddush Makom Suda? Where should I make Kiddush? What would you say? Bring the Tehillas HaDayim bowl into the sukkah for all of our 13 guests. A lot of bowls. Yeah, fine. So that was a good, answer like a good rub. You didn't answer the question, you just gave a good solution. Yeah, okay, fine.
You always need to do it with a shinoi.
Good question. If you're going to have a full-fledged suda, should you be eating other things? I'm about to have a full-fledged suda, why am I going and eating other food? It's unnecessary. It's a bracha she'ena tzricha. But there's one other solution. I want to know if anyone could pull out a solution. You have to be think innovative.
You don't need to. Do you need to wash in a sukkah? You don't need to drink wine in a sukkah, do you? Do you have to drink wine in a sukkah?
Yeah.
You do?
No, what?
It's not
you
should.
What? Good. Rabbi Carey saves the day. So I call Rabbi Hallander and I say, Rabbi, what should I do? And he says, wash first. So what? I'm not yucky. We learned about this, right? The Yekis, that's what they do. You wash first. And he said, no. In this scenario, it's a real shita. We saw it, right? The irony back then in, what was it, Yud Beis? Right. We should all be doing that. There's some reason we break the fold, right? The Ramah says you should be doing it. The Mechaber says not to. And we all just don't. Except for the Yekis. So that it's a real substantiated opinion. So we should be doing it. So we don't break the minute. But here, when you're going to lose Kiddush Makom Suda, you got everything then. You wash first, and everyone has to remember not to talk. That's the hardest part. Yeah, I'm coming in a second. Then, what do? You make Kiddush right into the meal, and you're safe. So, if anyone is in that scenario, I had all my guests do that. They loved it. When do you get a chance to do that? A regular non-German Jew? Once a year. Well, no. It's not a chafila. I had wine, so no reason. Yeah.
Rabbi Harit said you are where your heart is, and then he showed us a video of Eretz Yisrael. So, and when you daven, you face the Torah.
So the question is, can the hell for Kiddush Makom Suda?
Right.
If your heart is at the Suda, can you just make Kiddush anyway? So you shouldn't do that. You should have a real Suda. Okay, here we go. What's not hafsek? If you have deliberate das. If you have deliberate das.
Only if you have deliberate das.
Yeah.
When you say, in this sukkah, you would say Hamotzi first or Hagefen first?
Kiddush, regular Kiddush.
Kiddush and then
straight Kiddush. Yeah.
And then you make Hamotzi
straight down.
Where are you? Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan? Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Beis goes and says. What's the Yishcholkin? Yishcholkin on which prat? I thought the Yishcholkin may have been because of the going out. Okay. One other cool fact is, what's the halacha? The Yishcholkin, I thought, was going back on that. Which prat is the Yishcholkin going on? One other cool fact. What's the halacha in general, which we haven't even spoken about? Let's say you cannot have a B'makom Suda. Should you still make Kiddush? So the scenario would be if you have no food whatsoever, right? Or, unfortunately, Rachman Laslan, lo aleinu, if someone cannot eat, they cannot ingest any food.
Through a feeding tube.
Through a feeding tube. So, what's the halacha? Well, so seemingly lo yatza, but it might be even more. So, if you ever want to know a medical halacha, there's one excellent set of svarim, excellent. Lishmas Avram, Dr. Avraham. He's actually a ger. He's an Indian convert who's a whiz. He's alive. He's about 95. Well, tremendous Tanakh Chacham. And the coolest part is the Sfarim are so cool because all the Gedolim gave him unlimited amount of time, because there's nothing more valuable to a Rav than being able to know the Metzias from a doctor. So Rav Shlomo Zalman used to spend tons of time with him and answer all of his questions. The Shmir Shabbos, he quotes him right, left, and center. My Rebbe, Rebbe Avadi Yosef, used to write him answers because he was the head of Shaar Tzedek. He's still alive. So I actually had a great case. Someone came to me, a doctor in the shul. I told a few people the story. It's a great, great story. He turns to me and he says, So, Rabbi, I'm a pathologist. I wanted to know if I could take a specimen from a biopsy and put in formaldehyde on Shabbos. Anyone? Anyone want to take this one? I didn't want to take it either.
Not Shabbos. Yeah.
What? Good answer. Not Shabbos stick. Unbelievable. Not Shabbos stick. Rabbi Slomowitz, not Shabbos stick. That's a psak. No, he does say that regarding Shabbos lamps and having stuff go on and off. It's not Shabbos stick. Yeah, there is such a precedent. I don't know if we would apply it here. Where are we? So he tells me it's a Nishmas Avram. Just to give you perspective. Nishmas Avram talks about it. He says it's Issur D'oraisa. So I said, first of all, what's a pathologist? What's a pathologist?
What's formaldehyde?
No, formaldehyde I knew.
I don't.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know what formaldehyde. I knew it's some chemical. I knew what a biopsy is. I knew what a specimen is. A specimen is the piece you get from the biopsy when you're cutting the guy open. So then you have the piece, yeah? So 2 for 4. And he tells me pathologist is the guy who cuts people up and does autopsies and gets tissue to test it if it's cancerous, Rahman al-Islam. And so he tells me formaldehyde is the thing that dries it out. So he says, Mishnah Avram says, it's an Issur D'oraisa. So no way. What is it? Makab Patish? He says it's Ma'abed. That's how they used to treat the skins. How come your wallet doesn't rot in your pocket? It's skin. The answer is they dried it out. There's no moisture whatsoever. That's what they do to your skin or someone's tissue so they can test it. Who told him? The Nishmas Avram. So we got out of it. It was usually going to be for a Chayush Eish. For Sakana, on the Shabbos, someone who's in grave danger. So the Nishmas Avram goes and says, in Reish Ayin Beis, let's say you have a feeding tube. He says, I spoke with my Rebbe, the Shmir Shabbos, and he said, you're not even Chayiv in Kiddush. Stuff, it's not Derech Achila. So he says, Matov, it's better. Ochel b'emtzos, zunda. I don't know what a zunda is. Chol shemachin lo yisai b'emtzos, tzino ha'nichnas derech ha'af. That's a zunda. Or derech toif in a beten. Through your gastro. Yeah, just go like this. Potter me kiddush. You're potter from kiddush. V'chein milavarech lefnei v'achorei achilosa. Who does he quote? Shamati mimoy v'rabbi l'shmir Shabbos. Okay? You're potter from... Ach matoiv shish makiddush v'abarach z'mechaveir shmekaddush v'mavarech la'atzmoy. V'im ein mi shi'asa zoyis yemre v'yechulu. Say Vayichulu. Which is a Kiddush, because we weren't sure if Vayichulu even works in Reish Ayin Aleph. Vayichulu is the Kiddush? I thought Mekadesh HaShabbos is the Kiddush. I don't know where that comes from. We'll have to look into that. Child's Shuvah is Minchas Yitzchak. Everyone can, if you want to look it up, we can check it out. So, now we get to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is, you should go and drink immediately. You should eat immediately. So you make Kiddush right away, and then you should make sure too,
Eat right away.
So the Mechaber starts off by not saying that. The Mechaber goes and addresses, you should eat im kiddush v'lo sa'ad. Let's say you made kiddush and you didn't eat. Afide kiddush lo yatza. That messes up your initial kiddush. You did nothing. As the Ramah, make sure to drink right away.
Do we give our time frame ever?
That's where we're heading today. How quick is quick? Anyone want to take a shot? Okay, no, I want to know. He just doesn't care. I want to know, for those who care, how quick is quick? The Aruch Shulchan is going to say, ach, relax, don't worry about it. But there are so many other places before the Aruch Shulchan that go and are busy trying to figure out. So how much time? And you know what the stakes are.
There's no pasuk that tells you how much time. It's just a normal amount of time.
So this is the cool part in Halacha. If the Rama uses the word alter, if we could find another precedent, another application of the word alter, to thereby glean. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Where's La Alter? Where? La Alter? If you take it out, La Alter? Kedera Chaisa? Miyad. Okay. There's one.
No, but Hashim Chazar.
We didn't learn. What's the altar? Where's the altar?
Water that was heated up on Shabbos.
It'd be anywhere. I'm saying that's where people start. That's where it gets fun, because then some Achronim will say, hey, we find the altar over here. And I'll say, no, it's the Sheikhs. That's a different altar. It's the other altar. That's where the fun begins, because, like, hey, we're at a loss. The Ramah just leaves it open. The altar means immediately. Right? That's why when you say Rosh Hashanah night, Rosh Hashanah Tova, Tikva Seva, Seichel Seim, La'alter! L'chaim Tovim Shalom. Right, so Lubavitch Alter is not a common name. That's the difference. No, that was a joke. But, that was totally a joke. But La'alter L'chaim, we want, for if you're not Lubavitch, we want it to be immediate. If you are Lubavitch, we also want it to be immediate. We just don't say it. Yeah, fair? Okay. So, where are we? So, the Ramah doesn't say much. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Alter Rebbe.
No.
Oh, the Graz. Zok the Graz. So the Graz says as follows. Tzarech lechol makom ha-kiddush la'alter achar kiddush. Okay, now he continues. Now he spells it out. Aval loy ochal ad la'achar zman. Lachers man, okay. Why also they have also with Zarach Lachsul Lakadish Kodim Sheikho? The Ein Chilik means Zman Kotzer, Lazman Aruch. There's no difference if it's a Zman Kotzer or a Zman Aruch. Meaning we nail you already on, so we know that La'alter is not a Zman Aruch, right? We just got our bookends. La'alter is for sure not a Zman Aruch, because otherwise the Graz wouldn't be contrasting anything. He's telling you it's even a Zman Kotzer. So he obviously not learned like the Aruch HaShulchan, because he wants to know at some point, why does this even matter, yeah? Like we always ask, who cares? If you have a certain amount of time that passes, should you be making another Kiddush? Because if we have, you know where this is heading, if we have an opinion that's going to go and tell you that it's still enough time to be considered a good Kiddush, it's going to be a Safik Brachas Lahakel, where we generally say, if you're not sure to make a bracha or not, don't make extra brachas. Don't make extra brachas. So, we need to know who do we have here. Because Generally speaking, by day or by night? No, but we want to know the B'makom Suda now. You messed up the B'makom Suda. Is B'makom Suda the Raisa of the Rabbanan? This added aspect that it has to be B'makom Suda. Is that a necessity with the Raisa of the Rabbanan? What? Generally speaking, it's with the Rabbanan. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, fair. Fact, Rabbi Gantrow, what do you mean? If you have das, we're safe. So obviously, yeah, he's 100% right. We're talking about without deliberate das, how many minutes you have that you're safe no matter what. That's the question at hand, yeah? You're not focused. You're not spacing in. You just made Kiddush and then totally slipped your mind.
You shouldn't make it.
You wake up.
Whatever you're doing in that time is with Seirich the Suda, like washing. Let's say you need 20 people to wash. Or
thank you. So comes along. Comes along. You want to know B'dieved doesn't work? B'dieved. It's not L'chatchila.
Yes. I want to know B'dieved doesn't work.
B'dieved doesn't work, yes. Yes, David, it works. L'chatchila? Right, but flip the reverse. You deliberately say, I'm eating in 55 minutes. That's not a miyad, but does that help you? That's the question.
There
was not discussed.
There has to be a limit. You can't just like have a meeting in 3 hours.
So let's go mikala lakovei. Where are we right now? We want to figure out the minimum shear. So the ktoisa shulchan, Rav Chaim Noah, who also was a big Lubavitcher. You knew that? Okay, it's sorry. That's pretty enough. What?
Unknown fact.
He was sent to Bukhara. He was the Rav in Bukhara for the Bukharians. And he was from... I don't know if there was Tanya Ketamim. There was Tanya Ketamim. For sure. Who started Tanya Ketamim? Which Rav? Exactly. He lived in the 50s, in the 40s. Yeah, the 1940s, 1950s, yeah. There was Tanya Ketamim already. There was Tanya Ketamim in Lubavitch. Yeah, okay. Fine. No, I didn't either. Fine. So... where are we? He goes and says misvara, his own svara, that kedei achilas pras is for sure not where the shaila begins. You're for sure safe if it's kedei achilas pras. Misvara de nafshe. So, what's kedei achilas pras? It's as long as it takes to eat. What do you say? It gives you 2 to 9 minutes. That's a lot of time. You start the Kiddush, you hear Kiddush, and then you space out. And it's 9 minutes later, go for it. But you weren't thinking, oh, I totally spaced out. No, it's fine. You still have one shita. You shouldn't be making another Kiddush. Just eat. And now make sure to eat your B'makom Suda. Enough to, enough food.
So my newborn cries in the middle of me making Kiddush.
Yeah. Another scenario that's not going to be an issue, if it's anything that's deliberately servicing the Suda, right? You have a big meal and you have 20 people washing, that's not a problem. You have a kid who's crying, that's not a problem because you need to address this child in order to be able to start your meal. That's still within the context and the focus of beginning the meal. Therefore, that's not going to be a issue. The question is, what's the other cutoff? Is there any point that everyone will agree you must make another Kiddush?
Without?
No. With us, I don't know how far it goes. How far does it go? Yeah, that's another question. With us, how far can you go? You can go sheer equal. You know this one opinion that sheer equal is 90 minutes? That's how quickly your food digests, right? You're allowed to bench after you had a meal for 72 minutes. Why? Because that's the sheer equal of digestion. So, how long is that? 72 minutes. Who said? Chazal. Right? That's code word for I'm not sure. So, there is one opinion, I think it's a Ksoy Sachoshen, that it's 90 minutes. which I remember Rabbi Kala's always saying that. So that's enough to make it a suffix brachas.
So
what? So if you ate kidei svia, which generally you do. I was just being fancy. You're right. Rabbi Klein's right. It's suffix deraisa, so it wouldn't help you. Okay, it's a good question. I take back. I don't know. So then what was he doing? What am I doing? It's a good question. Suffolk brachas. If it's something there, I have to go to Chumrah. You'd have to bench. From 72 to 90, it wouldn't help anything. Something's wrong. Right. Within those 18 minutes, you then... Right, you seemingly shouldn't. Okay, we ran out of time. We're going to have to continue. That is La'alter. So what's the La'alter? According to Tzayis HaChoshen, it's for sure anywhere K'techilas Pras, which is somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. You're for sure fine. The L'chadchila is not to move anywhere. And afterwards, you'll definitely have a few shitas to rely on so long as you had Das. To be continued, we'll clarify how long can your Das help you for your Kiddush B'makom Suda. To be continued.